Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Estalella. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski takes first base on ball four. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Estalella. Kress reaches second base with a double. Ostrowski moves to third. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ostrowski scores. Kress moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Wheeler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Wheeler moves to third. White moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Wheeler scores. White scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox now playing second base. Pete Suter now playing third base. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Krasnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Estilella. Kress reaches second base with a double. Ostrowski moves to third. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheeler strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0 for 2 in the game. Krusnik takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ostrowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Krusnik moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wheeler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White bunts towards the mound. Coleman catches it and throws to first to double up Wheeler. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly bunts towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Coleman covering. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krusnik hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Don White pinch hits for Bobby Estilella. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don White now playing right field. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kleiman moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Appling bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Kleiman moves to third. Philly moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0 for 4 in the game. Metkovic is walked intentionally. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Rocky Krznick. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Fred Hancock now playing shortstop. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Fain reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hancock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wheeler hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kleiman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Don White. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.